odd situation as Hilton fires in as he hit the ball. And, well, it hit on the backside of the bat. It went off the catcher's knee. Stayed fair, it seemed like. And it was fair. He gets to first but was thrown out from Hilton. So Hilton the delivery, 1-0 up top. Out for a ball, 2-0. A 2-0 count. One down. Hilton will fire. And swing and a miss. Hugo went after that. Bent low. But just a little bit late. 2-1. Rafter is only one hit. But what a time for it to come with two runners on. So Bobo the difference right now. The 2-1 down low on a fastball inside on the right edge. 3-1. Three balls a strike. One down. Hilton the lift high of the leg. And in for a strike, painting the left edge. Just in the nick of time. So the count is full on Hugo. One out. Bottom four. Wind blowing from right to left on a windy day here in Wisconsin Rapids. A 3-2 popped away. So Rafters have committed no errors in the field in comparison to Madison, where they've committed one. And it came at the hands of Owen Jackson. Hilton steps in once more. He'll look and the payoff. The 3-2 popped away in the air on the right field side and goes above the dugout of Madison. So Logan Hugo working the count, staying alive, and not going away so easily. Three balls, two strikes. One down, Broussard flew out to left. Logan Hugo out of Essexville, Michigan. One of two Michigan natives on this team. And the payoff, swing and a miss up top. Frustrated with himself. You can see it as that's strike three. And Jake Hilton, boy, he is wheeling and dealing. Seven strikeouts on the day. And this brings up Anthony Gallison, who was a part of those seven strikeouts. He struck out swinging first time up. And what's interesting is all the strikeouts that have come at the hands of Hilton have been swinging. As Gallison sees the first offering low and left edge on a fastball, 1-0. Jake Hilton, a big day for him. Seven strikeouts through three and a two-thirds inning. And the 1-0 up top. On the right side, above the zone, 2-0. The bottom four. Hilton once more will step high. He'll look, he'll fire as Gallison swings hard but pops it away. Back behind home plate, 2-1. Gallison has a very fast swing. He swings super hard. His first appearance for the Rafters was earlier this season, where it was a game at Green Bay. The team arrived to Capital Credit Union Park, and he was waiting there. And that night, he had two runs and had a couple hits, had an RBI. Well, the Rafters won that game. So 3-1. Here's the count with two down. Holcroft looks with the ball in his glove. He takes a deep breath. He'll kick, wind up in the delivery. A swing and a jam shot that drops in before the second baseman Hamilton has all the time. Throws it down to first for the third out. So a three up and three down inning for Madison. The Rafters lead 3-0. We head to the top of the fifth here on WFHR.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
If If you are a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Top of the fifth inning, Wisconsin Rapids leads 3-0 over Madison. So Malachi Vitok will step on the mound for the first time today. Josh Howitt's day is done. Howitt went 4 innings, 45 pitches. He allowed 3 hits and 2 strikeouts. So Malachi Vitok, the rising sophomore out of Creighton. So the Creighton Blue Jay, he's appeared in 6 games for the Raptors this season. A 3-1 record, 20 innings of work. He's allowed 14 hits, 12 runs, but he's acquired 15 strikeouts for a 4.95 ERA. So he appeared for the Raptors last season, had a 6-0 record. So appearing in his 7th game here in the 2023 season. So Vitok warming up right now. Brendan Bobo is the difference in a 3-run home run in the bottom of the 3rd. The Raptors have only had 1 hit. Madison has had 3 of them. So leading off for the Mallards, Cal Fisher, who's 0-for-1. He grounded out to short his first time up at the plate. So Vitok, seeing what he's about once more. And he'll take a deep breath, stand on the first base side of the slab with a wide stance, and he'll come set. So Vitok will look in. He'll deliver the first offering and a swing and a miss on the inside, 0-1. No balls, a strike on a fastball at 91. So Cal Fisher had an unbelievable series just a week ago against the Raptors. He hit 3 home runs in 2 games. The 0-1 swing and a miss up top, 0-2. So Vitok getting ahead in the count here once more on a fastball at 90. That paints the left edge of the zone. Raptors, no errors in the field. So Malachi Vitok taking a deep breath. He'll kick, wind, and deliver the 0-2. Popped away, right side out of play. 0-2. Cal Fisher batting a 278. 10 hits and 11 RBIs. He's headed to Florida State next season at Deerfield, Wisconsin. The 0-2 and a curveball right down the plate for a strike. So Malachi Vitok on his first batter strikes him out in 4 pitches. 1 down. So that's a 3rd strikeout for the Raptors bullpen staff. As Canyon Brown, the catcher, who's 0-for-1 from North Carolina A&T and Ormond Beach, Florida native, 21 hits total on the season. He's had 12 RBIs to go with that. So reliable catcher behind the plate, and the first offering paints the right edge in for a strike, 0-1. Vitok working in with a fastball. He'll shake it off. He'll look. And the 0-1 delivery home. And just inside, backing away, is Brown. That pushes on the left edge in for a ball. So 1-ball, 1-strike, and 1 down. Madison up to 3 hits. It's been a hit from Holcroft, Sprock, and Jackson. The 1-1 on a bouncer that pulls left side on the left field line. So Garrett Broussard was attentive to that ball. But it doesn't stay fair. 1-2 count. Malachi Vitok, take the deep breath, he'll look in, he'll step, kick, and the 1-2 comes in on a slider way outside for a ball, a slow-moving breaking ball at 80, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, and one out. Vitek with the ball in his glove. He sets high and delivers a 2-2 and a ball lined into left field. That bounces before Gallison can get to it. And a base hit for Canyon Brown. Madison up to four hits on the day. They still have no runs. But the fourth Mallard with a hit is the Ormond Beach, Florida native. So Jack Tucker will ground it out to third on his first time up. 22 hits this season. He's got three home runs as well. We got a home run against the Raptors back on June the 30th. A solo shot to left field, a curveball right down the plate. 0-1. So the right fielder down to the count 0-1. Standing at first is Brown. Vitek will come set. He'll fire the 0-1 way inside, and backing away is Tucker. He'll see a ball 1-1. Madison have out hit the Raptors. They haven't cashed in on any of the hits. 1-1 count. Vitek, the set to fire, and a curveball swing and a miss. 1-2. Out of Staten Island, New York, Jackson Tucker. One ball, two strikes. One down. Brown at first, and the 1-2, and popped backside. 1-2. So once more, Tucker sees a fastball at 91. Able to make contact, but doesn't stay fair. So Vitek, this time on the third base side of the slab. He'll look over at first. Brown, a couple shifts off the bag. The 1-2, and a ball lined out right field. Out of play. So Vitek struck out the first batter in Cal Fisher. He gave up a hit in his second. He'll look down the long stare at home. The step, the 1-2 to Tucker, and a check swing on a slider outside, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one down. A 78-mile-per-hour slider. So one on for Madison, here top of the fifth. The fifth offering, a 2-2 swing and a miss. Strike three, and a fastball that finds the left edge of the zone. And it comes in at 90. Second strikeout and the second out for the Raptors here top of the fifth. So Noah Sudica, who grounded out to second. Malachi Vitek looking to retire this side. So Sudica out of UC San Diego. Three RBIs and six hits. Vitek fires and a swing and outside an 0-1 count. Wasn't even close to making contact, was the third baseman. So another Southern California native. So many on the Raptors team as the 0-1 outside, 1-1. Well, it's interesting, Madison up to four hits. And about a week ago, when they beat the Raptors 8-5 and 9-3, didn't have as many hits. They had more runs, it seemed like, than hits. But the 1-1 home, and it hits the left shoulder of Sudica. He'll take first, and that moves Brown to second. So runners on first and second. We head to the top of the order now. Jake Holcroft, who's 1-for-2. He's at a base hit and a ground out to first. Six in the league in batting average with .339. 43 hits in total. 19 RBIs. So plays for the Portland Pilots in the West Coast Conference. From Upland, California. And the first offering in for Vitek. Shoves in, but comes in for a ball. 1-0. Holcroft, one home run. We got it against the Raptors a week ago. Runners at first and second. Vitek looks over at Brown, who leads off. And the 1-0. Inside for a ball. 2-0. Wisconsin Rapids looking to retire this side. As they've had many three up and three down innings here so far to start. But they've struggled here in the top of this inning. 2-0 count, two down. The 2-0 from Vitek on a swing and a line drive that goes past Broussard. And staying there at first, second, and third, the bases are loaded. Brown just decides not to go. And now Madison Up to five hits. Bases juiced. And this brings up Davis Hamilton. So Donnie Scott, the third base coach and the field manager, holds Brown. So Holcroft to first. At second is Sudica. And at third is Canyon Brown, the catcher. Davis Hamilton will see the first offering. And it comes in for a ball. He's 0 for 2. He struck out and grounded out to the pitcher as Levi Jensen is having a word with his pitcher visiting on the mound. A 1-0 count. Madison on the verge of breaking through in the scoring. Wisconsin Rapids a 3-0 lead. And definitely not safe given how this inning is going. Rafters need one more out to retire the side. They've struggled. Malachi Vitok nearing his 24th pitch. He's at two strikeouts. He's allowed two hits. One ball, no strikes. Vitok sets in a curve and clips the right edge in for a strike. 1-1. Hamilton, a native of Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, right down the road from Madison. From North Dakota State, plays for the Bison. The 1-1, low, and inside four ball, 2-1. So two balls a strike, two down. That was a fastball at 91. And Malachi Vitok with the ball in his right hand. He'll put it in his glove. He comes set, steps high and fires. Right down Main Street, four a strike, 2-2. Nearing his 27th pitch. Remind you, the pitch limit in an inning is 35 pitches. If he reaches that, he can't come back in. Vitok shakes it off. He'll now come set. He'll look over at third where Brown stands on the leadoff. The 2-2 and a check swing on the inside. Jensen drops it, but it comes in for a ball. The count runs full. So bases loaded. A full count. Rafters in trouble if they can't get this next out. Madison knocking on the door. Vitok will come set the payoff, and a ball popped up into the air. Vitok points to it. Running after it is the third baseman, Broussard, who catches it on the mound for the third out. So Madison gets the bases loaded, but Wisconsin Rapids shuts it down. They lead 3-0. We head to the home half of the inning here in the bottom of the fifth.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on Wiscountry 105.5.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the fifth inning, and the Rafters lead 3-0. Jorge Degatti will step in. He walked first time up, was able to get home off a three-run home run from Brendan Bobo. So an Indiana Hoosier and a native of Miami batting a 288 with 19 hits. So Degani, Jensen, and Johnson are scheduled to bat here in the bottom of the fifth. 8-9-1 in the order. As Jake Hilton once more on the mound, nearing his 70th pitch, and he fires in, fouled off, right side, 0-1. He's had a great day, though. He's allowed a hit, 3 runs, 7 strikeouts. One bad pitch has been the difference for him now allowing no runs. And Hilton will fire, 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. Jorge Degani will see a curve at 75. The 0-2, swing and a miss, strike 3. Degani reached for it down low, and it comes in for the 3rd strike. And Levi Jensen, who got on base off of an error, a perfectly positioned bunt into the right part of the infield. Owen Jackson, the first baseman, charged at it, picked up the ball, and then dropped it. So he just lost the grip of the ball as he was throwing a first. One down, Hilton will set and fire. He's got 8 strikeouts and once again paints the zone. 0-1. One down. Jake Hilton will look in at a Pomona pitcher and a slow-moving breaking ball just outside of the zone at 71, 1-1. One ball, 1 strike. Bottom 5, Rafters only 1 hit. The 1-1 up and away. 2-1. Madison, a team, though, that can get hits in abundance. And we've seen that. Rafters have fell victim to it earlier last week where they were swept. The 2-1, and Hilton finds a fastball right down the plate on the left edge. 2-2. So 5th offering here on Levi Jensen. Who's at 8 hits as he pops one out. Right side running after it is the catcher, Canyon Brown. Not able to make the grab in time. So Levi Jensen batting in the 9 hole. He's been very impressive behind the plate in the defensive side. He struggled here at the plate, but got on base today. So Hilton will kick high. He'll look and deliver the 2-2. Swing and a miss upstairs. Strike 3. So Jensen goes down, and that's 2 down. And this brings up to the top of the order Ty Johnson. Struck out and grounded out. So what's pretty impressive, Jake Hilton up to 9 strikeouts. He struck out at least one person in the batting order for the Rafters. So he has had his way with everybody, except Brendan Bobo on that one pitch. An absolute belt to right field. So is the 1st offering up high, 1-0. Bottom 5, 2 outs. And Hilton the delivery, the 1-0, up and away, and on a ball, 2-0. 2-0 count. Wisconsin Rapids has that 3-0 lead. And Jake Hilton once more will step and look. And outside for a ball. So getting way down in the count is Hilton. Johnson 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a ground out. And the 4th delivery comes in and just clips the left edge in for a strike, 3-1. 2 down, 3 balls, 1 strike. Hilton the step, the look over the fire, and up above the zone for ball 4. So a rare walk, and given out Hilton's pitch, that's his 2nd of the day. Ty Johnson will take first, and that puts a runner on with 2 down. So David Rivera, who struck out and flew out to center. Out of Hope International, a shortstop. Two down. stepping in and firing, and a popped up ball. Johnson goes headfirst into second to steal the base, as he'll retreat. Have to retreat back to first. So Ty Johnson, his actions are very clear. He's looking to steal second, get himself in scoring position. So Kirk Schreiner giving signals to Rivera. Two down, and one count. At first is Josh Nikoloff. At third is Kirk Schreiner, the field manager, has taken over for the time being at third base. 1-1 count. Two down. David Rivera, the right-hander. So lefty on righty. Hilton looks over at first. Johnson gets back to the bag in time as the pickoff attempt a little late. Hilton letting Johnson know that, hey, he's got his eyes on him. 1-1 count. Bottom five. Madison one away. Hilton steps and delivers. Low of the zone. That goes away from Brown. Bounces to a left. Guns it over to second, but getting it in time is Johnson. So Ty Johnson giving the green light off of a wild pitch. A pass ball. 2-1 count. Two balls, a strike. At second is Johnson. He'll look in the 2-1, and Rivera taps it off the right side of the bat. 2-2. So deuces run across the board. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Ty Johnson in scoring position at second. Raptors lead 3-0. David Rivera, who's 0-2, looking for his first hit of the evening. The set, the step, the fire, the 2-2. A swing and a ground ball in between first and second. Schreiner sends home Johnson from third. The throw at the plate, the in time, and he's out. Brown gets him as Ty Johnson goes out. What a throw from Tucker. That gets down Brown, and Ty Johnson goes out. We head to the top of the sixth here on WFHR.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the sixth inning, Joey Fear with you here on WFHR as the Raptors have a 3-0 lead and Ryan Sprock will lead off. So the DH, who was 1-for-2 today, got a base hit and flew out to left as the first offering comes in for Vitoc, 0-1. So Malachi Vitoc has been busy this afternoon. And he'll serve in, and he's swinging a weak ground ball over to the third baseman, Broussard. The throw across the diamond. What a launch over, and gets it in time. Gervich has to extend his body, but gets one down. So Owen Jackson will step in now. Top of the sixth inning. Flew out to center and also had a base hit. He's one for two. Raptors have been out hit 5-2. They've got it done on the defensive side, though. Last time in the top of the fifth, the bases were loaded with two down, but it was a fly out from Hamilton. So a 1-0 count. Malachi Vitock will shake it off. He'll stand on the third base side of the mound, deliver the 1-0 on a pass ball behind Jensen. Nobody on base, thankfully, so he sees the second ball 2-0. Malachi Vitock nearing his 29th pitch. He's had two hits and two strikeouts and a swing and a miss right down the plate on Jackson, 2-1. One down on a fastball at 90. Vitock sets and fires a 2-1 on a swing and a weak ground ball over to Rivera. Has trouble fielding it in his glove. Goes in and out and an error for him. Very unlike him. As getting the first is Owen Jackson. David Rivera, just something you don't see from the shortstop. He'll have to shake that off. So a second half guy still getting acclimated to Wisconsin Rapids. So Isaiah Jackson, he'll step in and see the offering on a curve. Right down the pipe, 0-1. David Rivera, such a great shortstop. He's got a great arm. He bats well as well, but the 0-1 on a swing and a ground ball past the diving Johnson into right field. So Ty Johnson just inches from fielding that ball, but back-to-back hits. Well, back-to-back people on base, I should say. It was an error from Rivera. So at second is Owen Jackson. At first is Isaiah Jackson. And this brings up the shortstop, Cal Fisher, who's 0-2 with a strikeout. Grounded out to short, struck out swinging. Vitock looks over. He'll set and fire as that's popped away. 0-1. Cal Fisher, no balls a strike with one down. Jackson and Jackson both on base. It's Isaiah at first and Owen at second. 0-2 count. 1 down. Vitock nearing his third strikeout. He's got an inning and a third. So he'll look in the 0-2, up and high in a fastball. High of the zone, 1-2. Once again at 90 miles per hour. So Madison, the tying run at the plate with Fisher. We're at 3 home runs against the Raptors back in the series on July 4th and the 5th. He had 2 home runs in 1 game in the second game. So 2-2 count, 1 down. Malachi Vitock, 2 strikes and then throwing 2 straight balls. He'll serve the 2-2. Swing and a miss outside. Fisher reaches for it, and it comes in for the second out. The third strikeout of Vitock's evening. And Canyon Brown, the catcher, who's 1-2. And last time up, he got a base hit. Cal Fisher, a high school senior, wasn't able to make contact. Second time he struck out. So Canyon Brown from North Carolina A&T sees the first pitch and it grazes the right edge. In for a strike, 0-1. So no balls a strike with 2 down. The 0-1 to Brown. Low of the zone. 1-1. Isaiah Jackson at first. Owen Jackson at second. Top of the six. Rats looking for their second win in a row. The 1-1. Way low and outside. Jensen has to reach out to his right. And sees an 89-mile-per-hour fastball, 2-1. Manager Donnie Scott is at third. Madison up to six hits. The 2-1. And a curve low. 4-1. 3-1. So 3 balls a strike with 2 down. Both the Jacksons on base. Vitoc will fire. And low and inside for 4. So Brown to first, Isaiah Jackson will walk on over to second, and Owen Jackson to third. So now once more, bases loaded, just like they were in the top of the fifth, as Levi Jensen having a word with Vitoc, and stepping out of the dugout is pitching coach Brian Dyer. His dad's in attendance. You might remember his dad, Duffy Dyer, who played for the Miracle New York Mets. Weren't supposed to be in the playoffs that season and won the pennant. So a legend in the game is out in attendance tonight. So Brian Dyer with his infield right now talking and discussing a strategy because Jack Tucker, the right fielder, who's 0 for 2, grounded out to third and struck out swinging. Malachi Vitoc will take a deep breath. He's going to have to work delicately once more because last time up, he was fortunate from a pop-out. And a curveball, a throw from Jensen at second, and the throw is not in time. Gervich goes behind his glove. Charging home is Owen Jackson. The throw to Jensen from Gervich, not on the money. And this brings up a run for Madison. Levi Jensen looking for the put-out at first, so the Mallards cash in. They get a run. Jensen stands up quickly, throws it over to Gervich to try to tag out Brown. It goes behind his glove. That one, one count. So Madison, first time up. First time they've gotten a run today in the 0-1. And a curve low and inside, 1-1. 1-1, one strike. Perhaps Levi Jensen, questionable decision to throw it there. Given there's 2 outs, the 1-1, up and outside for a 2-1. You mean, yeah, when you throw it there on a putout, you're assuming that they make the play, which they do majority of the time, but you don't take that risk there because it was fortunate the ball only went just a couple feet behind Gervich. And a check swing in for Tucker. And a dropped ball, so a 3-1 count. Once more, Malachi Vitoc on the verge of walking another batter. So tying run now at first, leading run at the plate. 3 balls a strike. Raptors have committed 2 errors in the field. 3 balls a strike. Looking in is Vitoc. He'll look over at second, and the 3-1 finds the right edge as Tucker was on his way to first, but has to walk back and see the second strike. The count runs full at 3-2. Kenyon Brown at first, Jackson at second. The 3-2, and just tipped it away right side, as that was a slider pulling away right side, but Tucker fortunate to make contact with the ball. Because he just barely did. So another full count. 3-1 is the score here, top of the six. The payoff and popped up backside, out and away. And staying alive is Jack Tucker. Hit a home run against the Raptors back on June the 30th. A solo shot to left center field. They get the third run for Madison, but the Raptors were already up 10-3. They dominated that game. Setting in is Vitoc, the payoff, a swing and a miss, strike three. Tucker frustrated. Vitoc gets out of the jam, gives up a run, but we head to the bottom of the sixth. Rafters lead 3-1. We'll step away here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
A severe thunderstorm watch continues until midnight tonight. Overcast tonight with scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 58. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Highs around 79. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow night, chance for scattered rain showers 57. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 89.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the sixth inning, and a pitching change is in store for Madison. Ryan Rail from St. Cloud State and a rising sophomore from West Bend, Wisconsin. So Jake Hilton's day has finished up. He went five innings, 88 pitches. He allowed two hits, three runs, two walks, and nine strikeouts. So Ryan Rail making his debut for the Mallards. So the right-hander showcasing his work. And Brendan Bobo will lead off. One for two. Last time up, hit a three-run home run to right field. He's been the difference so far. Rafters in front 3-1. So Bobo ...26 RBIs on the season. Six home runs, which leads the team now. Him and Gervich are competing. Gervich has five. Bobo has six. So Ryan Rail making his debut here for Madison. So he'll serve in the first offering in a swing and a ground ball that goes away from Owen Jackson. A sliding Hamilton goes away from him on the left side. So a base hit for Brendan Bobo. On the first pitch, Bobo gets the first. So Jack Gervich, now it's his turn. Ryan Rail from St. Cloud State. Not the start he would have liked on his first pitch. So Bobo at first. Rafters up to three hits. Rail fires. Gervich skies it away, 0-1. So no balls, a strike. 0-1 count. Rafters three runs in the bottom of the third. Madison gets one back in the top of the sixth. And the 0-1 swing and a miss, 0-2. Jake Hilton was wheeling and dealing for Madison. He was excellent. 0-2 count. Up outside, the throw from Kenyon Brown. The sweep low from Jackson at first. But Bobo gets back there in time. One ball, two strikes. Rail looks in. He'll stand on the first base side of the slab. He bends low, takes a deep breath. Steps high and serves the 1-2, and that hits the right leg of Gervich, hobbling over to first. Looks like it hit him in the thigh. So Gervich to first, Bobo to second. And now an opportunity for the Rafters. two runners on with nobody down. Garrett Broussard struck out swinging, and he flew out to left. So a defensive alignment shift for Madison. Noah Sudica, the third baseman, stepped over from the third base bag. He stepped over a couple of feet. He's in the infield. The Cal Fisher, the shortstop, behind second base. And in between first and second is Hamilton. So shifted over to the right. As the first offering in for a ball. 1-0, which is interesting here because Broussard, a lot of his hits, he goes to left field. 1-0 count. The step in and fire, and Broussard digs it down low. And it goes near the Kraft River down there. Looks like everybody's okay. One ball, one strike. Gervich is at first. Bobo with a base hit at second. Ryan Rail looks over now. He'll fire in the third offering. Right down the plate in a curveball. 1-2. Slow moving curve at 75. One, two from Rail. And Broussard fouls it backside. So Garrett Broussard, a .258 batting average last season, a Northwoods League All-Star, one of the best in the infield for this team. Can play anywhere, can play first. We've seen him everywhere. We've seen him at first, we've seen him at third, short and second. So you love to have a guy like Garrett Broussard on your team. Out of Utah Valley. And Rail sets in and delivers the 1-2, bounces away, and a pass ball that goes away from Brown, has trouble fielding it, rolls up the first baseline. And now the runners advance. Gervich to second, Bobo to third. Two runners in scoring position, and there's nobody down. So Wisconsin Rapids has a chance to extend their lead. Knocking on the door. Infield shifted in as Broussard hits a line drive that pulls away on the left field line. 2-2. They know the play is at home. A ground ball to anybody, which seems like, well, it depends. It depends if what the ground ball is and depends what type of hit it is. Because if it's a ball in the infield, the Mallards are going to look home first. They're first going to look home, and then they're going to look over to first. The 2-2, and a swing, and a popped up ball into Fisher, the shortstop, backtracks it and makes it the first out. An easy reach out and grab. So that's exactly what Madison needed there. A pop out to the infield. So the center fielder, Logan Hugo, 0-2. Struck out swinging. And a struck out to a put out his first time up. He was put out at first. So Hugo has five RBIs. Has a chance to make it six. One down. Bottom six, Ryan Rail will set and fire low on the outside four ball, 1-0. 1-0 count with one down. Gervich at second, Bobo at third. Rail looks over to Bobo. He'll fire in the 1-0, and it popped up ball. Owen Jackson, the first baseman, catching it on the first baseline for an easy second out. So two straight pop outs. And Madison may have a chance to get out of this inning. There was two runners in scoring position with nobody down. But a pop out to short and a pop out to first. And Anthony Gallison, no hits on two at-bats. He struck out swinging and grounded out to second. Bottom six, Rail will step in and fire on a changeup that goes low. 1-0. Comes at 75 miles per hour. So 1-0 count. They step in and fire, and a swing and a line drive in the left field. Getting home is Bobo. Rounding third and charging home is Gervich. He'll score, and getting the second is Gallison. The throw is not in time. It goes behind Fisher. So how about it? A two-run RBI double, and the Raptors lead 5-1 now. Bobo gets home. Gervich charges home from second. And Anthony Gallison will take second. So now the Raptors lead 5-1. Gallison at second with two outs, a two-out RBI double. As a line drive into right field. That one count. Jorge Degatti walked and struck out swinging. So Anthony Gallison, a big hit for him. And the 0-1 lined into right field, hooked away, and fouled off. 0-2. Two-run RBI double from Gallison. How about it? Much needed for him and his confidence. There's been multiple days where he hasn't gotten a hit. And at bats, the 0-2. Down low, and Brown has trouble fielding it. One ball, two strikes, two outs, bottom six. Madison looking just to get out of this inning. They've given up two runs. The first time the Raptors scored since the third. And Rail steps off the mound and looks over at Hamilton, who got towards the second base bag to push Gallison back. He didn't throw it, but made the eye contact. 1-2 count. The 1-2 home to Degatti, and that bounces above Brown, goes into the backstop, and Gallison, the green light to third. Two balls, two strikes. Two down. Jorge Degatti sees a 2-2 count. Deuces across the board. Ryan Rail will step in, fire, and a swing and a line drive up the middle into center field. Gallison jogs home from third, and the easiest run he'll have. Raptors lead 6-1. Jorge Degatti with his 6th RBI. So now Ryan Rail getting a visit from Donnie Scott and the infield. Looks like his day possibly could be done. And gives the ball to Donnie, and yep, it is, his day is done. So a pitching change in store for Madison. But what about the Raptors? What a response here. Madison had the momentum going and were knocking on the door in multiple innings. Raptors were fortunate only to give up a run. So stepping in now, and this looks to be a new pitcher. Raptors up to 5 hits, 6 runs. And they lead 6-1. So Ben Caston out of Madison College, heading into his sophomore season. He'll step in. So Caston making his first appearance for Madison, another debut for him. So the second debut for the pitcher. So Ben Caston warming up now, but how about it? The Raptors, 3 runs, bottom 3. It was a 3-run shot from Bobo, but the hits really started to pile in here in the bottom of the 6. They lead 6-1. Biggest inning as far as the hits have come all season. Degatti is at first, but Wisconsin Rapids yesterday had 18 hits, 16 runs. It was just the biggest hitting performance I've ever seen when it comes to the Raptors. It was just hit after hit after hit. Pitching really struggled for Traverse City. And then today we felt, okay, this team's going to slow down, but it's about getting the hits and consistently getting in the runs. That's the big thing. They have more runs than hits. And when that happens, You're definitely doing something right. So Jorge Degatti, a line drive up the middle. Ben Caston getting the warm-up. Another Madison College product. He's the third Madison College pitcher on this Rafters staff. I mean, on this Mallard staff. Definitely not the Rafters. Rafters don't have anybody from Madison College. They have a lot of California guys and all around the country. Kirk Schroeder is a great recruiter. He gets a lot of different talents around the country. And Caston fires in and finds the strike zone on his first pitch, 0-1. Yeah, he gets a lot of talents from all around the country. You got a bunch of California kids, and then you have Anthony Gallison all the way from the East Coast. You got Texas down south with Ty Johnson. The 0-1 up in high. You got the Midwest, guys like Logan Schofer, who's from right down the road. And you got Jacob Rosencrantz, who's from Lincolnshire. So that's what makes this team so unique, is the different backgrounds. And the 1-1 up in high for a ball, 2-1. Two balls, a strike with two down. The 2-1 way outside for a ball, 3-1. Three balls, a strike. Ben Caston down on the count with Degatti at first. Bottom of the six. He'll step and serve the 3-1 up and high for ball four. So this puts Levi Jensen to first, Jorge Degatti to second. So that's Levi Jensen's second time getting on base today. So top of the order, Ty Johnson struck out, grounded out, and he's walked. So Ben Caston stands at 6-3. Wearing the number 41 for the Mallards. And he'll fire in. Out and away for a ball, 1-0. Ty Johnson, 44 hits on the season. Second in the team in batting average with .310. Caston looks over at second. He'll fire the 1-0. Up and on the inside edge, 2-0. Rafters not done yet, it seems like. Madison can't get strikes across the zone. Two down, runners on first and second in the 2-0. Inside for a ball, so three straight balls. Jensen at first. At second is Jorge Degatti with an RBI single to bring home Gallison. Caston fires a 3-0 way above the zone for ball four. Johnson to first, Jensen to second, and Jorge Degatti to third. David Rivera is due up. David Rivera, 1-for-3, and he struck out. Ben Caston stands tall. He'll look the high kick and the fire up above the strike zone, 1-0. Bases juiced for the Rafters once more. Already with three runs here in the bottom of the six, and the 1-0 lined away outside, 1-1. 1-1 count. Rafters, three runs, bottom third. Madison follows it up a run here in the top half of the inning. They cut it to a two-run game. But another big inning from Wisconsin Rapids. The 1-1, and just clips the right edge. That did not look like a strike. It was coming out and away, but just found the right side. 1-2, David Rivera. On Caston, he's ahead of the count. He'll look. As a balk there from Ben Caston. Very unlike that. We barely haven't seen that much this year, but Degatti will get home. Runners advance. Rafters lead 7-1. So a balk from Ben Caston. A have not seen that much this season. So the 1-2, and a swing and a ball lifted high and carrying well into left field. This ball is back, and this one's going to go. Wisconsin Rapids, a three-run shot from David Rivera. They lead 10-1. First home run, and what a time for it to come. Seven runs here in the bottom of the sixth. Rafters lead 10-1.